Please be seated. Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, the author who wrote the stories about Sherlock Holmes, told this story on himself. He was waiting for a taxi outside the railway station in Paris. When the taxi pulled up, the driver hopped out and took Doyle's bags and stuffed them into the trunk and then got into the taxi. After Doyle got into the cab himself, he was about to tell the taxi driver where he wanted him to take him, and the driver turned first and said, "Where can I take you, Mr. Doyle?" Doyle was astonished. He said, "Did you know me by sight?" The driver said, "No, sir, I've never seen you before." He was confused. He said, "Well, then how did you know that I am Arthur Conan Doyle?" The driver replied, "This morning's paper had a story that you were on vacation in Marseille and were returning soon. This is the taxi stand where people who return from Marseille always wait. Your skin color tells me that you have been on vacation. And the ink spot on your right index finger suggests to me that you are a writer. Your clothing is very English and not French. Adding up those pieces of information, I deduced that you are Sir Arthur Conan Doyle." Doyle was amazed. He goes, "This is truly amazing. You are just like Sherlock Holmes, the fellow I made up." The driver said, "Oh, there's one more thing." Doyle goes, "What?" He says, "Your name is on the front of the suitcase." You know, we see things, but we don't all always really notice them, do we? The story from the gospel lesson today is really familiar. Jesus is leaving Jericho. The blind beggar named Bartimaeus is sitting by the road. As Jesus is passing by, he starts yelling out for Jesus. Jesus hears him. Bartimaeus gets healed, and it's just a happy little story. Sometimes, though, what is familiar gets overlooked. So I'd like us to look a little bit more closely at this story, because there's at least three things that are completely unique in this healing story that sets it apart from every other healing in the Gospel of Mark. First, we should note that this is the very last healing that Jesus does in this gospel. Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem. The disciples and the crowds that are with him are sure that he's going to make his big announcement when he's in Jerusalem. He's going to proclaim to everyone that he is the Messiah. This thinking's underscored because just in a day or two later, he has the triumphant entry into Jerusalem, Palm Sunday. That happens in just a few days after this particular story. And of course, within the week after that, Jesus is crucified and killed. So this event is really close to the end of Jesus' life. And it's significant that this is the last recorded healing of Jesus, and that healing is that of blindness. Secondly, this is the first and only time that Mark lists the name of the person who was healed. Now, Jesus has healed all kinds of people in this gospel, but in no case are we told their names. Jesus heals Simon Peter's mother-in-law. Now, we know Simon Peter, but the name of his mother-in-law, we don't know that. Where he heals Jairus' daughter, he raises her from the dead. We know Jairus' name, but again, we have no clue what his daughter's name was. So what's different about this situation? Why does Mark include the name of Bartimaeus? In fact, not only Bartimaeus, but his father's name too, Timaeus. We're not told the reason, but logically, it would follow that the readers of this gospel were told the name because they knew who Bartimaeus was. Perhaps they knew his father as well. Apparently, he was a well-known Christian, at least to that community in Rome. And third, this is the first time in Mark's gospel that one who's been healed follows Jesus. Now, Jesus has healed many, many people during his ministry. Most of them, Jesus sends back home. In some cases, he sends the healed person off to the priest, like in cases of leprosy, to validate the healing. There was a fellow who had been freed from many demons, and he begs to go with Jesus, but Jesus says, no, go back to your home village and tell them the good things God has done for you. But in Bartimaeus' case, he immediately follows Jesus. He doesn't ask for permission. He simply leaves what little he has behind and follows him. And it wasn't a whim. He follows Jesus and apparently is still a follower of Jesus at the time this gospel is written, some 25 or 30 years later. You may be thinking, well, so what? That's interesting. And those are great little points, but does that have anything to do with me? Well, this does apply to both you and me because we are all blind in varying degrees. We may see things without really noticing them. Jesus points out in another place that we have eagle vision when it comes to looking at the behavior of others. But when we look at our own behavior, we tend to be legally blind. He says that we can see the speck of dust in our brother's eye, but we can't see the log that's in our own. So perhaps this first area of blindness that we have is not seeing how I behave to others. Am I kind and patient to those around me? What about what do I say? Do I say words to encourage and help people around me? A second area of blindness may be our own well-being. Pain, ironically, is one of the gifts that God gives us. And he gives us pain so that we know something's wrong. Physically, if I twist my ankle, it's going to give me pain so that I don't put weight on that ankle anymore until it gets better. So I need to pay attention to what's hurting and take care of it until I heal. And we understand this about physical hurts, but the same is true for spiritual and emotional hurts as well. Since we can't see bleeding wounds on our emotions or on our souls, we tend not to pay too much attention to emotional or spiritual pain. But we need to. Many Christians suffer from grief or loneliness or worry or stress or any number of other areas. About those places of emotional and spiritual hurt, we need to ask the Lord for help and for healing. We need to be as bold as Bartimaeus was in calling to Jesus for help and as confident as he was that we would be helped. So we may be blind to our behavior, we may be blind to our emotional and spiritual needs, but perhaps most importantly, we may be blind to who Jesus is. One thing Bartimaeus knew, even though he was blind, was that Jesus could help him. He knew that if he could just get to Jesus, it would be okay. You see, he knew that Jesus had helped other blind people. And because he'd heard others been helped, he was convinced Jesus could help him too, another lowly blind beggar. And us, well, we all know what Jesus did and what he taught, and we know now even more than Bartimaeus did. We know that Jesus was willing to die on the cross for people like you and me. We know that he was willing to pay for our sins on the cross. We know all this, and yet we overlook how much we are loved. We see the life of Jesus. We see his caring for others, his healing them, his dying for not just my sins, but the sins of everybody around us. And yet, we just don't seem to get how much love God has for us. It's as though we are blind, isn't it? We see things, we know things, But we don't really notice, or we don't always really get them, do we? Sometimes the name is right there on the suitcase. We need, like Bartimaeus did, to ask Jesus to let me see. And as our eyes are open, hopefully, we'll see those areas in our lives that we haven't seen. Areas in which perhaps we need to improve our behavior. Areas perhaps of pain that need to be healed. And may God help us to see and understand more and more His great love that He has for us. Amen.